first comes love, then comes pity, then it's terminal velocity.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Henry Walker, Ellie MacArthur, Dinah Jansen, Aaron McCulley, and Zane Mungle. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Downtown Kingston is hoping to shake off the end of summer blues with a full week of Taylor Swift-themed events. Shops, restaurants, and venues will transform into a celebration of all things Taylor with Life of a Swiftie, a new event series timed with the release of her album, Life of a Showgirl, on October 3rd. I spoke with Nayeli Salazar with the Downtown Kingston BIA, who spearheaded this event, and had her own journey stepping into the life of a Swiftie while planning the celebration. Most important question right off the top, are you a Swiftie?
No, you know what? I am not a Swiftie. But I think that I am just getting started. I think that after this, the whole planning of this event, I think that I have been listening to her like a lot. So probably I will become, yeah, definitely.
What began as a single listening party quickly grew into a downtown-wide celebration. What inspired downtown Kingston to, you know, get in on the celebration? What's the story there?
Yes, well, it's funny because we decided to create the Life of a Swiftie, that's the name of the event, because we know that there are a lot of, and there are so many Swifties right here in Kingston, and we wanted to give them unique experiences with her music and the hair of all of this. And we know what is the impact of Taylor Swift in the music industry, but also in practically in every single industry that is involved with something about her music or herself. I think that everything it is, or it will be so successful. So that's why we decided just to do this. And actually, the original plan was just to have a listening party. And we reached out to AG99. We know that it is the Kingston's Swiftie store, and they immediately they say yes, and then from there the idea continued to grow, and they right now they are partnering with Leilo Cafe to make this event even more special. They have like right now they have a Neighbor and a Polaroid photo booth, a sparkly themed drink, and even they have a drag queen who will be hosting the event. And after that, I was just thinking, it was like, I realized, like, why stop here? You know, like, I think that we have just to do something else. And from there, I was just reaching out a couple members here in downtown Kingston, like, oh, would you like to do something else? Like, would you like to join to this experience? And it was so cool because everybody was immediately was a yes. Like a yes, what do you need? What is your vision for this? And yeah, it was so cool just to see everybody just, they did the research about the Taylor's albums, about the colors, about a lot of things that right now, that's why we have a lot of experiences across the downtown. So that's why we decided to do this.
As Salazar explained, local businesses were quick to rally behind the idea. The lineup now includes themed fitness classes, trivia nights, karaoke, treats, craft workshops, and more.
So now the event has grown into a full celebration of Swiftie life. there is a drag queen brunch with Cesar Company, intro to pole classes at Pole Fitness Kingston that are completely free. They have still a couple spots. Yoga classes at Moro Yoga, just with Taylor Swift songs. We have as well crafts, bracelets, bar, tote bag
decoration. That wraps up your headlines for this evening.
Even Tommy's and Something in the Water, they are hosting a trivia night. So practically we have something for everybody. And I was, as I was mentioning, like even I think that the restaurants, they got so creative because they researched, as I said, Taylor's albums, colors and lyrics just to come up with themed drinks and pastries. So for example, Mio Gelato, they created a brand new gelato inspired by her favorite candy. So that was totally a next level with some members because they were like so into this. And yeah, we are so excited.
The excitement from the Downtown Kingston team and businesses has been contagious, with events seeing an overwhelming response.
We have a couple of our members, staff who are Swiftie. So immediately when I just say like we are doing this, like two of them, they were like, "Whoa, what? You are doing this? That's amazing!" And what else? So I had just to chat with them about like what would you like to see in this. So they were just you know, sharing a couple ideas as well. I was like, okay, curious. So because as I said, I am not a Swiftie, or I was not. I think that probably right now it is changing. But yeah, I think that when I say that here, immediately for those people, they were like, oh, wow, this is so cool. And then the rest, they said like, that was so intelligent just to have these kind of experiences in downtown. Like, people are so happy. Even the members, they have sent some emails saying like, wow, people, they are really excited about this. Some of the events, they are completely booked. So everybody's happy.
Yeah, and I have a feeling I know the answer because you kind of got into it there, but what's been the response so far?
Yeah, like I said, like a couple of the experiences that you have to book your class or whatever, they are booked. And even, for example, I was talking to Pole Fitness this morning, and she said, I think that I will open more classes because right now it is completely booked and I am considering opening more. So I think that it is pretty good. Like the restaurants and who it is making pastries as well, they are so excited just to start this week. And yeah, I hope that it is still, everybody is still so excited about this week.
Salazar also shared why she thinks Taylor Swift in particular has sparked such a movement. Why do you think that she's had such an impact?
Well, you know what? I think I decided just to start with this idea because I was scrolling on TikTok. We started our own TikTok two months ago. And obviously, I am just spending a lot of time right now on that platform. And I realized that the impact that she has in everything, as I mentioned in the beginning, it is like insane, but at the same time, impressive. You know, like she right now, even that she just she just posted that she's playing like a kind of film movie like a couple days ago. Like again, the whole TikTok was so insane about that, and people they are so excited, and that's why I think that she has a cool story. I mean, like a sad story in the beginning of her career, and everybody feels that it is part of her friends group. You know, like they are feeling that I saw her when she was suffering about this love. And then, like, the whole history, I think that it is helping the whole boom right now, that because she's, like, a cool musician. She got just engaged. So the whole thing is that right now it is happening to her. like the Swifties, they are so happy for her. So I think that's why that's right now it is a boom, that they want to see her just to be happy. I think so.
For Salazar, the events aren't just about celebrating Swift's music, but also showcasing what Kingston's downtown has to offer.
We are trying just to bring more people here to downtown and just make sure that people or everybody knows that we have a lot of things to do here in downtown. And yeah, I think that that's part of that, the whole experience.
Once again, Life of a Swiftie runs until October 2nd. Full details and tickets are available at downtownkingston.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie. Next up is Henry Walker with your campus news for this week.
This is Henry Walker with CFRC's Campus Beat, bringing you the latest in Queen's campus news. On September 26th, members of the Queen's Branch of Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights, SPHR, held a sit-in at the John Deutsch University Center, the JDUC, calling on both student governments, the AMS and SGPS, to take a clear stance on student demands for divestment. The sit-in focused on three key actions: full disclosure of all AMS and SGPS financial investments, divestment from companies that SPHR says are complicit in Israeli military operations, and holding a student vote on the issue during upcoming general assemblies.
The main goals of today, in both that they apply to both of the student unions, is that they disclose all of their investments.
At the center of this campaign is a push to endorse QUAD. That's the Queen's University Apartheid Divestment Initiative. QUAD has published a list of companies, including Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Elbit Systems, which it says supply weapons used in ongoing violence in Gaza.
We're pushing the university to divest from those companies. This is not new. This is just the latest iteration.
SPHR members describe financial ties on the part of the university to those corporations as unacceptable, especially in the context of what they and the United Nations Independent International Commission of Inquiry have referred to as an ongoing genocide in Gaza.
There's no such thing as a neutral stance when it comes to genocide. Queens cannot claim neutrality while its investments arm one side of...
The sit-in included speeches, student outreach, and discussion with members of the AMS executive, who met with a group inside the JDUC.
We're here today to try and encourage both of our student governments to endorse student activism.
At one point, campus security warned SPHR members that they were trespassing and threatened to call Kingston police. But when they returned, the AMS president reportedly asked them to leave, at which point they did and did not make a future reappearance. Beyond the question of divestment, SPHR also emphasized a broader goal, making Queens a place where students feel safe and supported in joining and organizing Palestinian solidarity efforts on campus. They say that while support for Palestine is high among undergrads, many students are hesitant to get involved out of fears of institutional or social backlash. SPHR says this movement is long-standing, part of a wider cross-campus divestment campaign that's existed for over a decade at Queens and other universities across North America. In other news, Queens has recently announced plans to reopen Bader College next year in 2026 after the past multi-year closure due to major structural concerns at Hurstmonceux Castle. The college was shut down in 2023 when engineers identified safety risks in the gatehouse and other parts of the historic building. Repairs are now set to wrap up by the end of this year. When it reopens, Bader College will offer a revamped academic model, as stated by the university, focusing on immersive international learning, research residencies, and sustainable campus practices, including a large-scale rewilding of the estate grounds. For CFRC's Campus Beat, I'm Henry Walker. Stay tuned for more Queens Campus News.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk with your sports report. The Queens Gaels hosted the York Lions at Richardson Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Despite missing the services of their star inside linebacker Justin Pace and their head coach Steve Snyder, both serving one-game disciplinary suspensions, the Gaels did not miss a step against the Lions as they came out of the gates hot, putting up 12 points in the first quarter. The game's first touchdown came on this short catch turned long run from number two, Russell Weir.
Russell Weir slicing and dicing through the York defense! Russell Weir, he is over the 50, the 40, the 30, He gets a block. He cuts it back. See ya! Touchdown, Queens!
That was the first of four touchdowns for quarterback number 12, Alex Vrakin. He also connected with his favorite target, number 16, Nathan Falcone, on this long bomb just before the end of the first half.
Airing one out to Nathan Falcone! Caught by Nathan Falcone! See ya! Touchdown, Queens! Nathan Falcone on a beautiful ball from Alex Vrakin.
Queens would tally an interception on York's final drive of the half, setting up a Cedric Smith touchdown, giving them a huge lead at halftime. The Gales offense, simply put on a clinic. Alex Vrakin threw for a career-high 394 yards and four touchdowns. Star running back number 29, Jared Kasari, also scored two long rushing touchdowns, giving him 22 on his Queens career. Defensively, the Gales harassed, harangued, hurried, and hit York's star QB, Keegan Hall. Number 52, Ollie Jackson, tallied a career-high four sacks on Saturday, and that pass rush helped number 24, Ashton Miller-Melançon, pick up interception number 15 for his Queens career on this play.
Hall dropping back to pass, throwing this one up, picked off, Ashton Miller-Melançon, interception number 15 for Queens number 24. Great play there from the mastermind. Not who you want to throw a jump ball against.
The Gales prevailed 57-5 over the York Lions. Queens will be on the road next week in Guelph to take on the Griffins in Guelph's homecoming game. A win for the Gales books a playoff spot. Queens will have a bye week after the Guelph game and play their final regular season contest on October 18th, a homecoming clash with the Windsor Lancers. This is your Environment Canada weather report for the week. Wednesday, October 1st, daytime high of 17, overnight low of 7, but otherwise sunny and beautiful. Thursday, October 2nd, 16 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud, dropping down to 9 overnight. Friday, October 3rd, 18 degrees is your daytime high, a beautiful sunny day, and that continues into the weekend, a very bright start to October. Saturday, October 4th, 19 degrees, feeling closer to 20, a perfect day to catch the Queens Gales versus Guelph Griffins football game. And Sunday, October 5th, 20 degrees with plenty of sunshine and overnight low of 14. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. We'll begin with road closures. Aberdeen Street, William 2 Johnson, is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. Albert Street, Princess to Mac, is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Bagot Street, Johnson to William, is closed October 2nd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. for Utilities Kingston to complete a service repair. Berry Street, Queen to Colborne, closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Earl Street, Collingwood to Toronto, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Innovation Drive, Highway 15 to Discovery, is closed September 30th from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. for paving operations. Johnson Street at Victoria, closed until October 24th for sewer separation and road rehabilitation. Lincoln Drive at Bay Ridge, closed until October 10th for the construction of new active transportation infrastructure. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, closed until October 24th for the Sydenham Street community space. Tivoli Avenue, Midland to Sierra, closed September 29th to October 17th for the installation of new services. Victoria Street, Union to Johnson, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Here are some other delays to be aware of. Bay Ridge Drive, Milford to Henderson, expect delays for the construction of new active transportation infrastructure. Cataractway Woods Drive, Centennial to Gardeners, expect delays for the construction of a new multi-use pathway. Front Road, Sand Bay to Country Club, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main. Gardeners Road at Centennial and Creekford, expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2 to Abbey Don and St. Lawrence, expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbey Don Road, Highway 2 and St. Lawrence Avenue, Highway 15, Kingston Mills to Middle. Expect delays for a contractor to complete work on the Highway 15 CNR overhead structure, John Marks Avenue and Innovation Drive. Expect delays while a contractor mobilizes to start work on John Marks Ave, Innovation Drive, and Discovery Ave. Work includes curb, sidewalk, asphalt milling, and repaving. Lancaster Drive, Limestone to Jasper. Expect delays while a contractor completes construction of a new sidewalk and some road improvements. Montreal Street at John Counter. Expect delays for upgrades to the intersection, including new lighting, traffic signals, lanes, paving, and signage. Trudell Road, development to Danbury. Expect delays while a contractor completes road and sidewalk improvements. Victoria Street and Earl Street. Expect delays while the contractor mobilizes to site to start work on the second phase of reconstruction of sewer, water mains, sidewalks, and road.
Hello, I'm Ellie MacArthur, a CFRC intern from Queen's Department of History, and it's time for our concerts and events calendar for this week. On Wednesday, hop on a ferry and head over to Hotel Wolf Island for open mic night from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Catch Peter Dreams with special guest Moon River at the Broom Factory beginning at 7:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online from $33. Frank Ryan plays his soulful songwriting from 8 to 11 p.m. at Musiki on Wednesday. And alternative country Irish fusion is Johnny Kirkwin's game. Catch his set at Timeout Bar and Bistro at 6 p.m. This all-ages event is free. On Thursday at the Toucan, Queen's bands Doghouse, Sleep on the Couch, and Last Call hit the stage from 9:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's always a good night when there's no cover, so stop by at any time. Death from Above 1979 plays at the Ale House from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Tickets can be purchased through the Ale House or on artist website and social media. For a night of country, Alexa Goldie, Bradley Hale, and Abby Stewart play Stages Nightclub from 6 to 10 p.m. Tickets can be purchased through Alexa Goldie's platforms from $40 to $51. Down to catch the ferry? Clear Breeze is an instrumental groove-oriented jazz, bossa nova, and more at Hotel Wolf Island from 6 to 9 p.m. And this event is free. Melissa Bedard sings both French and English at Le Sesame Theater at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased for $15 to $45 online. And on Friday, at Academy Food and Drink, jazz duo Dave Beckstead and Natalie Cran play a free set from 5 to 8 p.m. The Broom Factory hosts Pierre Bensouzan, French-Algerian acoustic guitar virtuoso, vocalist, and composer. Doors open at 7:30, and tickets can be purchased through KKP Concerts at $35 each. At 5 to 8 p.m., Matt Dickinson's Rock and Roll Marathon Man features hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s at the Cove Inn. Hop on the ferry and head to Hotel Wolf Island to catch the Oscar Evans Quartet for free from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Also at the hotel, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., Duro Crew DJs Get Groovy for just $15. Oak Ridge Ave, local Kingston band, plays at the Isabel Bader Center from 8 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $25 and can be bought in person or on the Isabel's website. The mansion hosts Lookout I'm Free Tour with the Lookout Service, Freddie Freeloader, and supported by Kyra Johnson. Tickets are $18 and the show runs from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. Hysteria, Montreal Def Leppard tribute, plays from 8 to 11:30 p.m. at Overtime Sports Bar. This is a 19-plus event, and tickets can be purchased through Kingston Live, the artists and venue social media, at just $23. Quite the lineup this week at the Broom Factory. On Saturday, Bridge City Sinners, Dead on a Sunday, and Joshua Quimby play at 6:30 p.m. for $35. For big energy and sound, come see Big Fat Horn Band at the RCHA. This month's special guest is Vanessa Head. Physical tickets can be purchased at the club. In the mood for some country? The Buckle hosts Rudy and the Saddle Ups for free on Saturday. So put on your boots, grab a dance partner, and head to the show at 9 p.m. At the Hotel Wolf Island, Kingston favorites Evan Jackson, as well as Run Coyote and Poplar, play from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. The Kingston Grand Theater puts on We Walk the Line, a tribute to Johnny Cash, featuring Ward Cornforth. Ward incorporates historical accounts and personal anecdotes for the show. It begins at 7:30 p.m., and tickets can be found on the Kingston Grand Theater website for $66. On Sunday, hit Timeout Bar and Bistro as Texas Tuxedo Country Rock Band hit the stage from 4 to 6:30 p.m. with no cover. Then, stick around for open mic with Steve G beginning at 7 p.m. At Musiki, catch Mr. Christie's acoustic set from 8 to 11 p.m., also for free. Finally, on Sunday, the Merchant Tap House hosts DJ Postal for 19-plus industry night for free. Beats start at 10 p.m. Have a concert you'd like to add to our online and on-air concert calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at cfrcmusic on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. Hey, I'm Ellie MacArthur, a CFRC intern from Queen's Department of History, and it's time for our events calendar for this week. Every Wednesday at the Mansion is karaoke. With no cover, grab your friends and head over at 9 p.m. with a song in mind. Time Out Bistro Bar also hosts karaoke at 9 p.m. Walk Right Back, The Everly Brothers Story, hits the Kingston Grand Theatre this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased on the Kingston Grand Theatre website. The Kingston Grand Theatre presents Howie Mandel for the first show of the season at 7:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased on the Grand's website from $70 to $90. The Grad Club hosts open stage drag shows on the first Wednesday of the month from 8 to 10:30 p.m. There is a $5 cover. On Thursday, catch Original Thursdays with Rob Lutz and the History of Music Workshop at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. Reservations are preferred and can be booked by calling or emailing the inn. At Kingston City Hall, catch Heritage Hour, the story of the spire with Ellie Deer. This takes place for free from noon to 1 p.m. And the Kingston Grand Theatre presents This is the Story of the Child Ruled by Fear at 7:30 for $30. Tickets can be purchased at the doors or online through the Grand's website. Tierna and Og holds karaoke from 9 p.m. to midnight. And on Friday, the Historical Costume Ball Drag Show Fashion Pageant Spectacular is a No Minors event that takes place from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at Grant Hall. While the early cruise for The Life of a Showgirl is sold out, the late cruise from 8 to 10 p.m. is not. Get your tickets through Kingston 1000 Islands Cruises for $30. French Hot Cuisine, Kingston's Baroque Consort's first concert of the season, takes place at St. James Anglican Church from 4:15 to 7 p.m. Physical tickets can be purchased at Novel Idea and range in price from $10 to $25. The Kingston Art Tour is back on October 4th and 5th, with more than a dozen studios and venues across the region opening their doors to showcase local artists, live performances, workshops, and music. A celebration of creativity for all ages. On Saturday, visit the Memorial Center Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and find a range of local crafts and locally sourced agriculture. There are often lawn games, music, and free activities, making it the perfect place for any age group. This market is also a great opportunity to engage with the Kingston community. The market at Wolf Island Commons runs every Saturday until October 11th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. across the street from the hotel at the waterfront. Vibrant Voices is a community song circle event for 2S LGBTQIA+ community and allies and is open to teens and adults. The event takes place at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Central Branch from 1 to 3 p.m. La Vida Bistro Bar and Social hosts stand-up comedy show in Kingston Saturday as seen on City TV and CBC. This night of laughter begins at 8 p.m. and tickets are $20 and found through Kingston. Interwoven, a workshop in story, kinship, and land, is a multidisciplinary Indigenous performance at Little Cataraqui Creek Conservation Area. This free event showcases Dave Moat sharing histories of the land, taking place from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Then, on Sunday, the second part of Interwoven, taking place from 3 to 4 p.m., is an opportunity to try food and drink curated by an Indigenous chef. Following will be the performance from 4 to 5:30. Have an event you would like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at cfrcmusic on Instagram using the link tree in our bio.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Wow. What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.
Welcome to this week's episode of Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. In this week's episode, I wanted to take a little bit of time to reflect on the season we're finding ourselves in, the time of year we're finding ourselves in, and just discussing some ideas that have been sort of coming up and that I'm noticing as reoccurring themes in the Word Labs program, which you can check out at wordlabs.ca. I think for a lot of us, fall and the beginning of September marks a return to routine. Things are a little bit less up in the air. There's more structure to our schedules, to the pace of life. Most people are sort of wrapping up their vacation time and getting back into that workflow. For those of us who enjoy structure, it can kind of feel nice and cozy and like you're returning to something that feels familiar. And I know for others who enjoy that spontaneous feel, it can feel maybe a little bit inhibiting. But I do think mentally there's this sense of a different kind of beginning. It's not that spring season where everything is verdant and starting to blossom. There's a feeling of prioritizing the kinds of things that we want to be doing as we're entering into fall and eventually that winter season, where things tend to be a little quieter, a little slower. There tends to be a bit more space for reflection and quieter activities, like, for example, reading and writing. So I wanted to talk about some of the things that have really been resonating for me with some of the instructors that we've had coming in so far for our writing workshops, and also some of the conversations that have been happening in our peer writing group. Just last week, we had the lovely Bruce Kaufman in, and he was giving a workshop on intuitive writing. And one of the things he talked about was a book that he recommended by Ray Bradbury called Zen in the Art of Writing, Essays on Creativity, and kind of tweaked something in me because this was also a book that was recommended when we had Adrian Michael Kelly in talking about establishing a writing practice. And I think one of the messages that has started to become a through line in the workshops that we've seen, and I saw this too with Wilding when they gave their improv workshop, is the idea of getting out of your head and tapping into feeling and intuition, stepping away from self-censure, silencing that inner critic. I mean, all things that we hear 1,000 times, and what does that really mean? What a lot of it boils down to is allowing yourself the space for your mind to wander off, for your mind to explore, to just let it go where it wants to go without telling it where it has to go. So last week, for example, with Bruce, part of the exercise after a lovely introduction was walking around outside. And I have never paid so much attention to the back parking lot of the Kingston Literacy and Skills building. But it was really interesting to realize how much was there when you actually start paying attention. And it is a very meditative activity. And I think for people with very busy minds, and that's myself included, it can be really hard to stop those thoughts from ruminating. Even when I started with the observations, my observations felt too intentional. They were too much about, oh, this is something that I could write about that's really clever. What can I say about this that would be clever? How can I combine these elements together to make something? And after a while, you really stop doing that. And I think there's a fear that if you don't write it down right away, you're going to forget it. But in stressing about the things that you don't want to forget, you realize like how much around you you're actually blocking out, or you're preventing yourself from seeing and observing. I went back in and afterwards was thinking, oh, I really only heard a cricket. I didn't even see any bugs out there. And then when somebody else was reading their piece, it was all about all of the insects and bugs and things that they had seen around them. And it made me realize how in hyper-focusing on or overly concerning myself with writing something clever or gathering the right ideas, gathering the right images, zooming in on the things that I thought I'd be able to use as material, I missed so much potential material around me. So for this week, as creative beings, as listeners to the show, I really just wanted to encourage you to actually give yourself some space and time to not be approaching your writing or your creative pursuits with a preconceived notion of what you should be doing, what you should be thinking about, what subject you feel is the most important or the most deserving of your creation, and just actually take some time. Go for a walk, sit out on your porch, have a coffee and listen to what's around you. Let your mind wander generously and give yourself enough time that you can get away from that impulse to think at the same time as you're observing, and simply observe and see how that helps your writing practice. One of the things we talked about in our last peer writing group was the challenge that comes with self-censorship, or how much it can inhibit your writing process when, as you're writing, you're telling yourself how bad your writing is. What an awful way to be creating. And so the other part that I would encourage you is, after you've done your observations, after you've given yourself some time and space to not be thinking, to be letting go, just sit down and write. There are techniques that people do. Pomodoro technique is a popular one, where you set a timer, 25 minutes, write. Alarm goes off, 5 minutes, pause, do nothing. Relax, regroup, refill your coffee, sit down for 25 minutes again. And I'll probably talk more about that method in a different broadcast. Free writing can be another good practice. Again, if you find it challenging to just write, and this will sound very cheesy, but one of the ways to get better at writing is to just write. And one of the simplest things to do is simply set yourself an amount of time, and it doesn't have to be long, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Put on a song you like, we'll be doing that in a moment, and just give yourself the rule that your pen can't leave the page. So even if you're reverting back to elementary school when you got in trouble and you're writing lines, what you write can be, I don't know what to write, I can't think of anything creative. It's okay. It doesn't matter. You're not going to look back on any of that. But you'll find that after a little bit of time, if you really just let yourself get into that practice, something lets go. Think of it as a mental massage. Like, you've got this really tight muscle that has been tense for so long because you're controlling all of the thoughts and all of the processes that are happening. And this is an opportunity to loosen that up, to just give it a little bit of time to not be overthinking, to not be processing, to not be judging, to not be giving you an inner commentary on every thought that you're having as it's happening in real time. And I've found this process can be a lot of fun. Sometimes I get stuck, but more often I think that I feel stuck and feel like there's nothing I can write. I'm surprised that the time is up. And for some people, journaling can do that thing. But for those of us that are journaling averse, it can be a nice way to create a wonderful, weird little mishmash. I find when I do free writing, it's often a little bit of creative writing, a little bit of stream of consciousness, a little bit of reflections on feelings or experiences that I've been having. And it's just getting it out there. But it can be a really nice, gentle way to get to know your writerly voice in a way that doesn't really have stakes. You may find that there is a certain style or a certain flow, a certain type of narrative that you gravitate towards, or that there is a voice that keeps recurring or is developing as you do this really kind of relaxed, no judgment creation. I hope these two suggestions and ideas for different ways of approaching things prove of some value to you. You know, we're returning to our regularly scheduled programming, you might say, but this is a way of easing into it and of doing something that can feel like it's helping in a few different ways. If no writing comes out of it, worst case scenario, you've gotten some fresh air, you've taken a pause, you've given yourself some time to let go and breathe and observe the world around you, and that's not the worst thing in the world at all. I wish you the very best on your continued writing journey. Thank you again for tuning into Word Labs. We have a lot of interesting new programming coming this fall. Not to make this too much of a sales pitch, but if you're not familiar, I encourage you to check out wordlabs.ca/events. We've got trauma-informed journaling coming up, comic book writing workshops, songwriting, writing artist bios, and of course, lots more in the works. For the rest of the show now, we'll be listening to some music to pop in your headphones, take a walk around campus, take a walk downtown, sit outside with your coffee, with your notebook, and we'll see you next week. Coming up, we've got some thievery corporations, some bad, bad, not good, some Catronata, Sia Gray, and Bruce Coburn. See you next week here on Word Labs Out Loud on CFRC 101.9.
I found you at the window again, looking out, watching the leaves falling in. And you were something like a dream.
expensive.
Thank you.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Hello, Kingston. This is Torquil from Star.